Today is the 100th anniversary of composer Gustav Mahler's death. Mahler wrote long, sweeping symphonies requiring the kind of attention span that perhaps we no longer have much of 100 years after his death. His first and fourth symphonies are his shortest. They're just under an hour. His Symphony No. 3 is one of the longest ever written and requires a small army of musicians to perform it. Some say Mahler's work provides a sort of soundtrack to the last century. His symphonies were one of the first leaps into modern classical music. So the 100th anniversary of his death provides us a moment to think about the past 100 years and how the world has changed since he died in 1911. You might say 2011 is the year of the centennial.
Idea.
1911 was a busy year for the world. That's when Chevrolet was first formed to compete with that know-it-all Henry Ford. And Nelson Rockefeller's Standard Oil lost an antitrust suit launched by President Roosevelt. The company was broken up by court order.
Hey, Stella!
Author Tennessee Williams was born in 1911 in Mississippi. And in that year, Edith Wharton published Ethan Frome. And the first feature-length film was released when two reels of D.W. Griffith's Enoch Arden were shown together. In 1911, this man...
To ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong, and good and evil.
Ronald Reagan was born in 1911, the same year the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire killed 146 garment workers in New York and changed labor laws, and U.S. explorer Hiram Bingham uncovered Peru's lost Incan city of Machu Picchu. 100 isn't just the century mark, the divider between eras of history. It's also the measure of a human life in many ways. We don't see 99-year-olds on the news telling us their secrets to long life.
Mary Salute, 100 years old, lives independently, came to the U.S. from Hungary when she was only 10 years old. We wish her a very nice, sweet birthday.
It's the people who've reached that magic number. 100. And the world of 100 years ago when Gustav Mahler died seems far removed from the world today. Marie Curie won the Nobel, but 100 years ago women couldn't vote. There'd been no world wars, and radio was an amazing new scientific advancement.
The growers of sun-kissed oranges bring you this radio interview with beautiful Anne Harding.
In 1911, the life expectancy for an American man was 48 years or so. The Titanic was months away from its fatal launch, and fewer than 10% of American children graduated from high school. May 18th, 1911, the end of Mahler's life, but not the modern symphony. The past century has brought us Copland's Appalachian Spring, Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and if we celebrate Mahler's death this year, next year we'll commemorate 100 years since the death of composer Jules Massenet. 100 years ago, in 1911, America was not yet a superpower. But 1911 wasn't really a significant year. What's important are those 100 years since. The centennial is our measure of how far we've come. Is 2011 the year of the centennial? Yes, it is. And so is every year.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.